If you love animals, specifically your dogs and cats, and want to understand why they do the things they do, or just understand how to resolve any issues you may be having with them, jumping, humping, digging, scratching, not using a litter box, not getting along with people, maybe they don't get along with other dogs, maybe your dog is humping everything in sight, great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. I will help you resolve any issues that your pets may be having with you and any issues you may be having with them. Let me get right back to the phone lines here. We're going to start out with, I'm going to take you guys right in order. We're going to start out with Kate in Burlington, Vermont. Hey, Kate, welcome to the Pet Show.
Oh, hi. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Ah, it's my pleasure. What's up?
My brother adopted a Scottish Fold cat last year.
That makes you an aunt, Kate.
Correct. And okay. He is the cutest thing you've ever seen.
Do you know that you can't breed two Scott? Do you know you can't breed two Scottish Fold cats?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they have a lethal gene if you breed two of them. So, in other words, yeah, you have to breed a folded ear cat to a pricked ear cat to get a litter. Yeah, unless it's changed over the years. Great cats, very affectionate, very mellow cats. They really are amazing.
Yeah, he is. But he was always eating normally. You know, like a little breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Yeah.
The canned, you know, small canned. And then all of a sudden, about 4 weeks ago, he just would eat one bite for each meal, like one or two bites. And then, but when my brother would take a walk in the park and then come back in, Snowy the cat would eat like the dirt on the rug. But not as supper or lunch.
Yeah. Well, a couple of things that kind of, you know, first of all, how long has your brother had this cat, Kate?
Let's see, probably a year.
So it was a year old when he got it. Do we know where the cat came from? Was it a street cat or what? Whatever?
No, it was a family that the three little kids would toss him around. And
yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. It sounds to me like a cat that's suffering with a little anxiety, and I wish parents with kids would educate their kids on how to treat animals properly, but that's a whole different show. So the bottom line in terms of changing of habit, this is probably something that's kind of interesting. Number one is, I don't know if the cat felt comfortable eating at the other home with all the kids around him, and perhaps the food bowl was something where they kind of were more assertive with the cat than other places. In terms of eating the dirt, that has me a little concerned from a nutritional point of view. My question is the cat getting the right type of food? Is the cat getting the right type of nutrition? And the second thing I would wonder is about the teeth and the gums. You know, most of the cat foods on the market now are okay. Some are better than others. But very often, if a cat isn't getting all the nutrition they should be getting, they'll look in other places to compensate for that. So I don't know, in your case specifically, if the cat is eating dirt out of anxiety or nerves, or does he ultimately go back to his food when your brother's home?
Well, he has, and we went for Easter, and my brother told me about it. He's not like real thin. I think he's 11 pounds.
Oh, so yeah, the average cat weighs, an average cat's 10 to 12, so he's right in there. So the problem is obviously eating enough, but in terms of eating the dirt, what I would try to do maybe is feed him out of a couple of different dishes. Instead of feeding him out of one bowl, feed him out of two or three bowls separated by a couple of feet, at least at this point. I would also recommend that you get the cat on some type of supplement at this point as well, just to make sure he's getting all the nutrition that he needs. Better yet, what I'm going to do, Kate, is I'm going to change the cat's food. Do you mind if I do that?
No, he's tried every different kind.
Okay, but you know, trying the different kinds and getting the fact that if a cat likes the food or hates the food is important, but more importantly is what's in the food that the cat's getting. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to send you some Lucy Pet Formulas for Life pet food for your cat. And I want you to make the switch gradually. This way I can make sure the cat's getting all the nutrition. It's got the probiotics, the prebiotics in there. The only other thing I can think of at this point is that perhaps the cat was so traumatized by the kids that he doesn't feel comfortable eating all at one time. He wants to eat and get away, eat and get away. That, therefore, the one bite situation. But feeding him out of several different dishes and getting him on different food, I think is going to make all the difference in the world for you. If not, you'll call me back and we'll go further. But I think that's probably going to be the resolution.
Okay.
Thank you for being such a good auntie. And thank you for living in such a... How long have you been living in Burlington?
About 38 years.
Ah, what a beautiful place that is. It really is. Anyway, don't go in there. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to send you some Lucy pet food for your cat, and I do appreciate that phone call. We are jumping up from Kate. We are going to Alisa. I just like saying Kankakee, Illinois. Hey, Alisa, welcome to the show. Alisa, are you there? Alisa, Kankakee.
I am.
Hi.
Can you hear
me? Hi, Alisa.
Hi.
Ah, right, like,
yeah.
How are you today?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, like you're right next to me.
I just wanted
to
answer the question of the day. And, hey, I love, I would ask my dog, Andrew, he's a collie. He's in obedience trials and things like that. And I said, Andrew, how can you win the show, the first trial, the first run that we do, and then leave the ring or else just stand there while I walk around the ring in the second? You know, if we do two runs a day, don't we try to... or we maybe enter two shows a weekend, he'll, and I love him dearly. So I just solved the problem by, he's in Trick Dog and he's a lot, in a lot of other things. He's also a therapy dog. But I, that's why he didn't go on to open obedience, is because for the heel free, and it is kind of funny, but I would ask him, I would say, Andrew, I love you so, but why do you do that? And he'll just stand there and he'll watch me. And it's not like he doesn't know what to do.
I've come to the conclusion that dogs absolutely get a kick out of embarrassing the people they're with.
I think they do, and I love him, but I think, yeah. And the Collie Club of America wrote this article, oh, they're just nervous. He is not nervous. He loves to show off.
They, you
he's
know,
one
collies,
of my best
you know,
showing dogs.
Where I live now, I'm living in Arizona now, and when I was living in L.A., God, it's been years since you've seen collies. Collies are just not that popular. But since I've moved, my neighbors now have two beautiful, beautiful black collies.
Oh,
gorgeous.
Yeah.
And they're like, one's 13 and one's 14. And I introduced them to my guys, Molly and Willow, who together weigh 11 pounds. And they're just so gentle and so welcoming and so loving. I mean,
they're
amazing. And, you know, and I don't know why. I guess they lost the popularity, maybe because of the grooming involved.
You know,
I
think it's because the Collie Club of America, which I'm a member, is really strict on who we sell them to. And
maybe.
We don't want them just bred out all the time. And I think we have some excellent breeders, and including the two that I got my dogs from. And I think it's that. And I adore my two collies. Oh, my gosh. I've had a lot of other breeds and shown them, but I wouldn't get them. Yeah.
Let me toss this out at you, okay?
Okay.
In Los Angeles, when I was living there, if you go to the shelters, almost every other dog was a collie mix. I would say to them, let me ask you guys a question. I don't see many collies. There's got to be one happy stud collie walking around Southern California. That's all I have to say.
He's like,
this is a collie mix. It could look like a schnauzer, but to them it's a collie mix. Anyway,
yeah,
I got to run on, but that's why your dog is just embarrassing you. Just deal with it.
And he's great. I love him. I love
give
him.
Give him a hug and a kiss me. I appreciate that phone call.
You'll probably see him on the national trick. I think he'll make it.
I
really think.
Keep me posted. Keep me posted. Give him a hug and a kiss for me.
Thank you very much. Thank
you.
And you have a wonderful day.
You too now.
Bye-bye.
It's true. I mean, collies are just a wonderful breed of dog, and you don't see them that often anymore. And I'm glad, in a way, I'm glad that people are going to shelters and adopting blended breeds. But, you know, there are certain people that desire a certain purebred, and I'm not an abolitionist. In other words, I prefer people go to a shelter, and 25% of shelter dogs are purebred dogs anyway. So I prefer people go to a shelter and adopt, but there are some breeders out there that are reputable, good breeders, and they breed for specific reason, and I'm not an abolitionist against them 100%. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Quick break when we come back. Palar, I believe it is, a Palar in Richmond. You'll be up next. Then after that, it's going to be Lake Ozarks. Then after that, it's going to be Winter Haven, Florida. I have one open line, 877-725-8255, the number. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. But right now, If you have a cat, well, first of all, let me rephrase that. If a cat has you, I want you to listen carefully to me. You know, if you're in a home with a cat or cats, they are in charge. Cats will tell you not only where they want to sleep, when they want to sleep, when they want to socialize, when they want to eat. They'll tell you what they want to watch on TV. I guarantee it. Cats know exactly what they want. And what your cat really wants is kitty lickies. Why? Kitty lickies are made by Lucy Pet. That's enough. But they're scrumptious. I'm telling you, you look at the cat's faces after giving kitty lickies. They're scrumptious, lickable moose cat treats and food toppers. Your cats will enjoy kitty lickies either directly from the pouch or you can squeeze it over dry food for that extra treat. And let me tell you, if you have a finicky cat like we were just talking about, it's amazing for finicky cats as well. Kitty lickies, lickable moose cat treats come in 3 feline favorite recipes. There's chicken and duck, sardine and tuna, or salmon and chicken. If you have a cat, Kitty Lickies should be in your cupboard. I want you to go to their website. I want you to check out LucyPetProducts.com. But before we do that, I want you to hear from a listener what they said about Kitty Lickies.
On my last order to Chewy, I, as an afterthought, asked them to put in some Kitty Lickies.
Yeah.
And, man, I couldn't squeeze it out fast enough. She went crazy. This is the chicken and duck. She's crazy for it.
So therefore, if you were to ask your cat something, would you say, hey, do you want some kitty lickies? And of course, the cat would say yes. Here's what you do. Go to LucyPetProducts.com, LucyPetProducts.com. Don't wait. I'm telling you, this is amazing. While you're there, you can get the kitty lickies, hip-to-be-square dog treats. You can get the Lucy pet food, wet, dry, dog or cat, dog food rolls. Go to LucyPetProducts.com. Spend just $35. You can mix it up, get whatever you want. Spend $35, and Lucy will ship it to your front door absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. The bird is the word. Well, according to a brand new study, folks, cats come with 5 different personalities. I don't agree with the study, but these are the personalities that these incredible university people came up with. They have the inquisitive cat. We know what that means, playful, alert. The cat's cat, that's the cat that only likes to play with other cats, not with people. The human cat, that's the cat that only plays with humans, doesn't like other cats. The avid hunter. And you have the cantankerous cat, the cat that's always upset about something. So those are the brand new study says those are the different types, inquisitive, cat's cat, human cat, avid hunter, cantankerous cat. I don't buy any of it. 877-725-8255. Take you guys right in order. We're jam-packed. Palar, I believe it is, in Richland, Washington. Do I have the name right? Palar or Palar?
It's Palar.
Palar. Hi, Palar. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. What can I do to help you out today?
The question I would ask my cats is, are you able to see spirits?
Interesting. Very, very interesting question. Yeah, having spent time in Europe and being Romanian, I would ask the same question to all of the animals I live with.
Now, the problem I have is I've got 2 8-year-old cats and 2 1-year-old cats. 3 of the 4 are FIV positive.
Okay. Well, bless you for taking them in.
And the 2 little ones keep on bolting out the doors.
And how do you stop them from bolting out the doors? Well, there's a couple of things that you can do. Number one is what you can do is by the front door, you can go to a Lowe's, a Home Depot, or a hardware store. And you know the runners that they sell to put on carpeting when it rains? You know, it's got those nubby sides, the nubby side and the flat side. You know what I'm talking about? They're like vinyl.
Yeah.
Well, what I would do is I would get a couple of those. I would cut them to size, put them 3 or 4 feet from the front door back. So walking at that front door with the nappy side up, the pointy side up, the cats are not going to want to walk on that. Once or twice, they will get the idea and stay away from that. Now, that generally works 85% of the time, but what if I'm wrong? And what about that other 15% of the time? The other thing you can try is putting down big rolls of double stick tape on cardboard by the front door. So again, the front door becomes a place that's not comfortable. There are other things that we can do, but I think those are the two that are initially the best things to try. Number one is we can try the runner with the pointy side up. That usually will do the trick. Make sure the door is closed. Kind of edge them over there. Once they walk on it once or twice, they won't go back there. If that doesn't work, then the double stick tape. And if that doesn't work, you'll get back to me. We can go further than that. But I think that's going to help you out an awful lot.
Okay. And then 2 of them are, the 2 older ones are started peeing outside the box.
How many boxes do you have?
Five
boxes, four cats. You're right on target there. And they're all healthy. No one has a kidney, bladder infection, nothing like that going on?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. Are there any cats being bullied at this point? Is there any cat that's bullying the other cats?
The older, yeah, they are. The older
ones. Is it possible that the older cat is kind of antagonizing them when they're in the litter box?
It could be.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
I added a litter box for that reason.
Yeah, but I would add a litter box, but I may want to take that litter box and move it to a different location. In terms of where they're going in the house now, where they're peeing, I want you to clean up with a good stain and odor remover that's made specifically for pets and has enzymes in it. That's really important. Once you've cleaned up those areas, what I'd like you to do is just take a little bit of the cat's dry food or some of its treats and place it in areas they're not going to want to mark where their food is, so that should get them right back to the litter box, unless there's some physical problem with them. But if they're healthy and there's no urine, tract infection or any other type of infection, that should resolve it for you. But I would take another litter box at this point, put it a further away from the litter boxes that you have, separate that litter box, and then I would keep a close eye to see if that older cat is antagonizing them. If that be the case, I'd approach it differently. But in the meantime, right now, I think cleaning up with that stain and odor remover, also putting down their treats in that area, that should resolve it for you.
Okay, and then the last question, one of my younger ones is, they used to love soft food, and he doesn't like it anymore.
Doesn't like soft food? Maybe there's a problem with his teeth and gums. I don't know. But he doesn't like soft food at all?
He's just gotten extremely picky.
Is he underweight or overweight or perfect?
Perfect.
Perfect?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. He's eating enough. Paul, I got to move on. I appreciate that phone call. Keep me posted on what's going on. But, you know, so many times people say my cat's not eating or my dog's not eating enough. And generally the first question I run by them is the dog or cat healthy? Is the dog or cat looking good physically? And once I get that answer, I know that they're getting enough food. A quick break, then we'll get back to all of your questions. Let's see. We got Lake Ozarks coming up. We have Vermont coming up. We got Winter Haven, Florida, Oklahoma City coming up. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away, or some great stuff to give away. Quick break, then right back to your calls. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa.
And we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number, 877-725-8255. I'm going to take you guys right in the order you came in. We're going to start out in, I believe it's S in Lake Ozarks. Hey, S, welcome to The Pet Show.
Hey, glad to be here. Got a couple of questions for you.
I'm ready. What's up?
One is about your question. My question to my 2-year-old Cane Corso is, why do you do this obnoxious behavior, obsessive compulsive behavior? The dog will not quit with the ball or whatever it is she wants to play with, a piece of plastic, a sock, whatever, but she completely obsesses over it all day, all night. She won't quit.
Well, the best way to deal, first of all, big fan of the Cane Corso, but one of the things that you need to understand about them is that when you have a dog that has a compulsive about one item or two items, you never let them have one item or two items at a time. You always let them have four or five of similar items at the same time so they don't focus on specifically one. For example, recently I had a client that called up with a dog that was obsessed with a tennis ball, Golden Retriever. What a shock. Loved tennis ball, but once it got a tennis ball, that was his life. Nothing else mattered. Then I started playing with the dog with four tennis balls at one time instead of one tennis ball, and the OCD disappeared. So I would definitely recommend whatever item your dog is playing with, especially a Cane Corso. They're so bright, and people are going to cringe when I say this, but the Cane Corso is such a sensitive dog anyway that I would give him the same item, several of the same item to play with. That'll help with the OCD.
I'll try it. Thank you.
No, and what made you decide on the Cane Corso?
Well, it was a gift. And I love the dog. She's wonderful, but she is obsessive and such high energy that it's aggravating to my other two dogs because she just won't quit pestering and you know.
Yeah, but that's like me and my sister. You know, we were totally different. I had a lot more energy than my sister, but my parents just said, deal with it, you know. So that's the bottom line. What you want to do is get the energy out as best you can. Very bright dogs. They need a lot of exercise and a lot of mental stimulation to keep them focused. Follow my advice and playing with a lot of items. She'll calm down with that a little bit, and eventually they'll all mellow out. But what are you? What kind of your other two dogs? What breeds are they?
A Chihuahua. Or Chiweenie, as they're called.
Chiweenie, yeah.
A big pit Rottweiler mix.
So let me ask you a question. Who's in charge? A Chiweenie, right?
Well, when it comes to where the position on she wants to lie is, yes.
There you go.
If it's a food bowl, look out.
Yeah, well, then, you know, anytime you have any possession over food, always feed out of more than one dish. That's what you do. Anyway, S, keep me posted on the OCD. Keep me posted on your Cane Corso and your Chihuahua. I appreciate that phone call, and we will talk again soon, I promise. That's what I love here. I love hearing from listeners that call me back and give me an update. For example, let's go to Peyton in Oklahoma City. Peyton, welcome to the show. Hey, Peyton.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. What's up?
Well, you asked me to call you back and give you a report.
Yeah.
My lab, who wouldn't drink water in the house. So we followed your advice, put a little chicken bouillon, a few drops in his water bowl outside. I did that for a couple of days. Moved the bowl inside, got rid of the outdoor water bowls, and he started drinking it.
You know, I am a genius, Peyton. I am a genius. It's true.
Well, you are a genius. Now, he still prefers to drink outside, so he will sneak out. I mean, if we let him out, sometimes he drinks out of the pool, which is now up and running.
Yeah.
But I think it's a big improvement, and I think you're just a genius.
Well, I don't know if I'm a genius. A lot of years, a lot of experience. And I think the bottom line is sometimes what happens is, you know, lots of times I'll answer questions on this show that I've never been asked before. You know, I've been asked a lot of questions, but it goes in a different direction. But my knowledge of all the years I've been doing this in Europe, in this country, in Southeast Asia, it gives me the opportunity to kind of look at it from the dog's point of view and say, listen, if I was this dog, what would encourage me to drink water? What would encourage me not to be aggressive? What would encourage me not to do this? So I'm so glad it's working out. Just keep me posted, Peyton, and give him a big hug and kiss for me. You have a great day and beautiful. You have a great day and beautiful. Well, my pleasure. You have a great day and beautiful Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Sometimes it's just a matter of a little change, a little this, a little of that can make all the difference in the world. And ego aside, and then those people that know me better. You know, I've been on the air now for it's over four decades. I think it's 44 years, if I'm not mistaken. And there's not too many questions that I haven't dealt with or haven't had to find a resolution for in this time. And sometimes I really have to, even I have to think out of the hat. It might be a question that's similar to something else, but there might be a twist in it. And sometimes those twists are really what keep me. You should check out my YouTube page and some of the questions I get asked there. And you should be checking out my YouTube page anyway, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. You should subscribe. It's free. I do share a lot of information there. You get to see me in the past. A lot of people don't realize this, and I joke about this often, but yeah, I was the creature keeper on the new Mickey Mouse Club. Yes. Why? Because we like you. I had to say that as well. So you might want to check that and some other great videos at youtube.com/Warren Eckstein, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. Let me do this. I'm going to have to take a break in about a minute. So let me take the break. Now we come back. We're going to go to Evan. You're going to be next. Then after Evan, it's going to be Michael in if we have time, Michael in Milton, Vermont. And then we have Pamela in did I get that right? Seminole, Oklahoma? I think I drove through it on my motorcycle years ago. Seminole, Oklahoma. We'll get to your calls. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. So I know what you're thinking. Warren, why do you talk so much about Lucy Pet Food? You know, besides the love and care and veterinary care you give your dogs and your cats, the most important thing a pet guardian like you can do is make sure that your dog or cat is getting the right nutrition. And I know it's tough. You see the commercials on TV, you go to the food store and you see hundreds, if not hundreds, dozens and dozens of different brands of food. How do you know which is the right one for your dog or cat? Well, I'll tell you, the best way to know that is knowing who makes it, where it's made, and how it's made. That's why I chose Lucy Pet Food for my own guys, Molly and Willie, when I rescued them from a very high-kill shelter about 6 years ago. And if you watch me on YouTube or you watch me on Instagram, you know how good-looking and healthy Molly and Willie are. That's because Lucy Pet Formulas has that prebiotic balanced fiber. And what's most important is you have no idea where your dog food's made. Maybe they make 20 different brands at that same company. Lucy Pet Food's different. Joey Herrick, my friend, lunch together, great guy, manufactured in their own plant at their own location, just spent over $1 million on their own laboratories. And when it comes to dog food or cat food for your pets, the company I trust and the company you trust should be Lucy Pet Food. As a matter of fact, to reinforce that, here's a listener what they said once they started using Lucy Pet Food as well.
I have been feeding Lucy Pet Food.
Yeah.
And I ran out. And I fed Brand X. I put it in the bowl. Dog comes over, takes one sniff, couple sniffs. Looks at me like I'm Benedict Arnold.
Well, there you go. See, and that's why she's barking. You ran out of Lucy Pet Food. That's why she's barking.
There you go.
Well, that's what I hear every single day. People thanking me for letting them know about Lucy Pet Food. If you want to be one of those people as well, go to their website, lucypetproducts.com. When you're there, you can pick up the Lucy Pet Food, dry or wet food for your dog or cat, the kitty lickies, the hip to be square. Go to their website, lucypetproducts.com. And when you're there, you can mix it up. Spend just $35 in total at lucypetproducts.com, and they will ship it to you absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Cause we have a big cat, small cat, short cats, tall cats, old cats, young cats, many to be found. Nice cats, mean cats, fat cats, lean cats, big-eared, small-eyed, running all around. Angry hell cats, sick and well cats, fighting, biting, everywhere you go. Glad cats, sad cats, good cats.
And we are back on the Pet Show. Let's try to squeeze a few more calls in here. If I don't get to your call, I apologize. But let's go to Evan now in Winter Haven, Florida. Hey, Evan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate you because I could really appreciate some help.
What's up?
I had the pleasure and honor of rescuing two kittens on two separate occasions this past winter. And they are growing and thriving and doing wonderful. They're great to have around. The younger of the two has one bad habit I need to figure out how to break. They both like to get on my shoulder and ride around the house. Not at the same time, typically. But the younger of the two likes to come from behind me and climb my back. And if he made it immediately to the shoulders, it'd be one thing. But he hangs on my back sometimes. I've got shirts with a lot of little blood stains on them.
Yeah, let me go over a couple of things to you. First of all, when a cat is with someone or another cat, they want to try to be in the highest position they can be in. High position for a cat, that's what I love, being on top of the refrigerator. Besides, it's warm. They just like to be at that height. So letting him get away with this for this amount of time, you kind of develop the habit. So what I'm going to do is use a little distraction therapy. Whenever you're with the cat, what I want you to do is pretty simple. Number one, I hope that you have a lot of cardboard boxes, paper bags, and organic greens growing around the house that are for the cat, and I hope you change them on a regular basis, because when a cat doesn't have that ability and doesn't have the changes within their environment, although I now believe cats should be kept indoors, you need to make that environment outdoor interesting. Cardboard boxes, paper bags, be creative, put one on top of the other, make a tunnel in them. The more distraction you give the cat, the quicker he's not going to be wanting to climb on your back. He's going to want to research all these new things that are coming to the house. And you can bring boxes in every day, they're free, you get them from the supermarket, and everyone smells different. In terms of correcting the cat for going on your back, at this point, if you overdo that, you're going to create more of a problem. There's a couple of things to do, and I don't want you to do this till we talk again, okay? What I want you to do right now is I just want you to simply make your home more interesting with cardboard boxes, paper bags, organic catnip, change them every day. That's number one, Evan. Now, if you call me back in 3 or 4 weeks and say, hey, Warren, I've been trying that. It's helping a little bit, but I'm not getting all the way. Are there other things that we can do? The answer is yes. We can actually have you put something on your shoulder or on your back, like a balloon. and tape it to your shirt. He'll jump on your back one time, the balloon will break, and he'll never go back on your back again. I don't want to jump to that. That's an extreme circumstance. So let's try the distraction therapy first if we have to get to that. I've had people that had a double stick tape on the back of their shirts when the cats would jump on them. The cat hated it. It was like a flypaper, and they jumped once or twice and never jumped again. But we're not going to go there. I really think the cats, they're young cats. They need more mental stimulation. That's where the change in the environment really comes into play. I think that's going to make all the difference in the world for you, Evan.
Okay. Well, I've been trying to give quite a few boxes, but I know that he rearranges them from time to time, but I need to probably do more of it. And their favorite toy is bottle caps, plastic bottle caps.
Yeah, you got to be careful. They don't swallow. But again, with the cardboard boxes, just remember that every cardboard box smells different. One smells like beef. One smells like chicken. One smells like eggs. One smells like this. So change them every day. The supermarkets are free. Even in Winter Haven, Florida, you can get free boxes. And just put one on top of the other. Be creative and change them every day. Paper bags, if you're going to use the paper bags, just cut off the handles. Grow some organic catnip. It's going to make all the difference in the world. What I'm going to do, I'm not really able to give away a lot of stuff on today's show, but I am going to send you a book, Evan. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want on its way to you, and I really do appreciate the phone call. Give me a call back. Let me know how you make out after trying it for a while, and I do appreciate that call. All right, quick break, then we'll see if we can squeeze some more calls in here. If not, I'm sorry. Check out my website, thepetshow.com, or call me earlier next week. Hopefully, we'll get to you. Anyway, my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats, you can check them out. I don't know if Amazon has the dog, and they might have the cat. They're available at walmart.com, so check out the Hugs and Kisses supplement. But here's the special going on. If you go directly to my website, thepetshow.com, here's what we're doing. The first and only time we've ever done this, but at my website, thepetshow.com, we're throwing a BOGO. What is a BOGO? I had to ask the same question. It's buy one, get one free. Only on Nature Vet Wellness products, you get the second free. These are top quality pet supplements and wellness products at insanely affordable prices. Just select two Nature Vet products on my website, thepetshow.com store, and enter the code BOGO, B-O-G-O, at checkout to get your free item. Whether it's joint support, allergy aid, or calming aids, Nature Vet has the products that you need. And at my website, thepetshow.com, we make them affordable. Don't forget to enter the coupon code BOGO, B-O-G-O, at checkout. Only good while supplies last. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. And we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. We're going to go to David. I'm not going to get you a call, so give me a call next week. I'll help you with the dog. I don't want your dog growling at you, so help me with that. Give me a call next week. I'll guide you, David. But right now, let's see if we can help out Pamela real quick. Hey, Pamela, welcome to the show.
Hi.
So I don't want to run out of time. So you have a 4-year-old female dog that only poops in the house, won't poop outside at all?
Oh, she poops outside, too.
Okay, where is she pooping in the house?
We have what we built as a game room.
Okay.
And I don't know. It's a pretty good sized room. How much time
does the family spend in that game room?
None.
Okay, that's the problem, okay? What I want you to do, clean up the area with a good pet stain and odor remover. I want the family to spend as much time with the dog in the game room, either sitting on the floor, playing with the toys. Make sure the game room becomes a place where she's hanging out. Because if you're not hanging out there, that's exactly where she's going to decide to poop. Now, also, where she pooped, after you've cleaned it up, take a couple of her treats or a little bit of her dry food, just put it in that area. But I promise you, if you spend more time with her in the area where she's pooping, she's not going to want to poop in that area. She doesn't poop near her food. She doesn't poop near her bed. She only poops in a room where she's not spending a lot of time. That should resolve the issue. Try that out, Pamela. If it doesn't work, call me back. I'll go further with you. But I think if you spend more time with her, clean up with a good stain and odor remover at this point, put down a little bit of her kibble or some of her treats in that area, you will have a game room free of dog poop in no time at all. And I do appreciate that call. But call me back if you have any further questions. We are just about out of time.
So
oh no, thank you. And you call me back. We'll get you through this, I promise. Game room with no poop, I promise.
Okay.
Thank you. Just a reminder that that if you want more information, you can check out my YouTube channel. You should subscribe. It's free, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. Although you can also get a lot of some great articles, for example, on house training, on first dog or first cat psychology, on if you're having a baby, it's all there. Check out my website, thepetshow.com. Remember, it's the, not just pet show, the pet show, all one word. Check out thepetshow.com. Lots of great information. Until next week, give all your pets a big hug and a kiss for you, one right between the ears for me. I'm Warren Eckstein, and thank you once again for listening to The Pet Show.